Welcome back to the roundtable. My thanks to our next guest who has been waiting in our green room for about an hour and a half. One of the highlights of our week is to sit down with our independent bookseller of the week to discuss some great reads. And Amy and I have had a good 2 hours to talk about exciting reads.
We have.
Been having a lovely chat. I thank Amy of the Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery for hanging out while the president spoke. And she is here this morning with a terrific list of books. These are books so good that we had to talk about them this morning. And Amy, it's always great to have you here. Thank you very much.
My pleasure being here.
So where would you like to begin?
I want to begin with The Black Count. Glory, Revolution, Betrayal, and The Real Count of Monte Cristo. Ooh. By Tom Rees. This is the story of Alexandre Dumas, not the Alexandre Dumas, but his father, who actually went by Alex Dumas, who was the son of a French nobleman, and his mother was a slave woman on Saint Domingue, which is what was formerly part of Haiti. And he was, well, sold into slavery by his father and then taken back out and brought over to France. And from there, he was learned and he was educated and decided that he wanted to cast off his father's name and took on his mother's name of Dumas and became a soldier in the army just before the French Revolution went down in 1786 is when he became a soldier. And he quickly rose through the ranks and became a general, and he was incredibly well respected. He was just this amazing, just an amazing man. And, his heritage did not stand in the way of his, rising through the ranks to become this general. I guess because back in the 1750s, during the reign of Louis the 15th, the slaves who were brought back from the colonies in France, I think this is so cool and not something I had ever known, basically brought lawsuits against their masters and won their freedom. So they had been emancipated back in the 1750s. And it really wasn't until Napoleon came along, that terrible little megalomaniacal man. He's just awful little man. Who actually then, got back to the old ways. And he was very jealous, I believe, of Alex Dumas, who really cut quite the figure and was so well respected. And he sent him to prison, where he rotted for 2 years. And then he was let free, and he had been supposedly poisoned by the physician attending him while in prison.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty bad stuff. So he really is a major basis for the character of Edmond Dantès in the Count of Monte Cristo, more so than the real-life story that is also the basis of that tale by Alexandre Dumas. So at any rate, fascinating, fascinating stuff. I mean, it's got great history in it. It's got great stories of battles. And if you like that era and you're interested in, and you know, the race relations is pretty intense as well.
The book is The Black Count by Tom Rees.
Yep.
And it is just out. And it sounds fascinating. Good
it really,
stuff.
Yeah,
really neat
very
story.
Cool stuff.
All right.
Next I have is The City of Women by David R. Gilham. This is an interesting novel. It takes place in 1943 in Berlin, wherein most of the men have gone off to war. And the protagonist of our story, Sigrid Schroeder, is a woman whose husband, who's a banker, gets essentially enlisted into the army and sent off to the Russian front. And she is living her life as best she can with her rations and her horrible mother-in-law. And she takes solace in the cinemas and starts to become aware of all that is going on, right? Beyond what the propaganda that the war machine has put out there. She, prior to her husband being sent off to war, had taken a lover who happened to be a Jew who got lost in the chaos of the war. And so she, as her eyes are becoming aware and as her consciousness is growing, she befriends many other women around her, and it's a very interesting story. It's kind of a nothing is as it what it seems story, and it's really well written. It's a debut novel, and it's fascinating, absolutely fascinating.
City of Women by David Gilham.
Next, I have a couple of awesome, just really awesome biographies of musicians. I mean, these two brilliant men. First I will talk about is Waging Heavy Peace by Neil Young. I kind of feel like that's all you need to know, right? I mean,
you had me at Neil Young.
Yeah. He really is a phenomenal individual, and his story is really interesting, and of course the way he tells it is quite wonderful. It's not a chronological telling of his life, but it's more the way that we converse, and right, we have our memories and the way we tell stories to each other. So it's really, what an interesting dude. He's just a really interesting dude.
Yeah.
So check it out. And then the second is yet another really interesting dude, Mr. Leonard Cohen. This biography titled I Am Your Man by Sylvie Simmons is awesome, really probably the best Leonard Cohen biography out there. She interviewed hundreds and hundreds of people, including Cohen himself. I mean, you name it, if they're in the music industry, she's probably talked to them about him and his influence and his life, which is quite astonishing.
It's a big doorstop of a thing.
It is, but well, he's so fascinating, and he's, you know, lived and loved and learned all over the place, and he's really quite the dude. So yeah, I'm Your Man, The Life of Leonard Cohen.
By Sylvie Simmons, and again, Waging Heavy Peace by Neil Young.
And then sort of going along that musical vein is, of course, Telegraph Avenue by Michael Chabon, which is, again, awesome. That seems to be the word of the morning.
I love this novel.
It's so cool.
I love this novel. And I'm a great admirer of Michael Chabon. I think he has done some incredible work. Some of it, you know, it doesn't always speak to me, but this is almost perfect.
It really is. You have to read it just for the writing, I think, sometimes. Yeah. I mean, of course, the story is really interesting as well, but I'm going to read. And this
Please
is just
do.
Sort of a random sampling. Really, you could literally open up to pretty much any page in this novel and find just exquisite prose. So this is the beginning of section 4, and I'm not even going to set it up because it doesn't need it. A change of state. Molecules in transition, liquid to vapor. A Chinatown dollar store teacup flying a dragon kite of steam. No more sleep, said Irene Jew. With a whoosh, the window shade abandoned its post and sunshine surged through the breach. Time to get up, big day. Gwen opened her eyes. Dust motes drew paisleys across the dazzle. Molecules in transition. And Gwen, just another molecule, a big, fat molecule, tumbling random through space. Big day, she ironized. Woohoo.
Who does that?
Nobody.
It's
Michael Chabon.
I don't know how quickly I can do this. In fact, I'm not sure I can do it at all. But there's one very early in the novel that I love because it's so sly, and it's just I love it because it's you know what? You didn't see this independent bookseller, but I'm going to bring it up on my
own. No, that's fine. Go for it.
No, hide the iBook in front of the independent bookseller.
Don't do it.
Sometimes this is the only way they send them to me. That's why.
You have no reason to justify to me.
Okay. Archie tended to make up for his hypercritical attitude toward the condition of vinyl records by going too easy on human beings.
Yes.
That's such a great line.
It is, and it's rife with those brilliant, brilliant turns of phrase. He's just amazing. He's an amazing writer.
Yeah.
So read this. Just do yourself a favor and read it. The next thing I want to talk about is this awesome little book I love. Again, awesome. It's called Global Model Village, The International Street Art of Slinkachu, who's an artist who does these little miniature models. And what I love about this, and I'm just going to show you these if you want to take a peek, is it's these little miniatures that he sets up, these figurines on a larger landscape, and then he does this close-up photo so that these everyday objects become something new in the background and transition of these tiny little people. And then next to that image, he has the larger scope so that you get to see the wide street where these tiny little figurines are standing on a puddle or a tennis ball or what have you. And it's just this great exploration in my mind if you're looking to, you know, explore the artistic of these little microcosms within a larger framework, which is, of course, within a larger framework that is our world, which just goes on infinitum. It's just cool.
So you look down at a wide shot of a city street, and you see the cars on the left-hand side going down the road. You see a parking lot. There's a restaurant outside. There's things on the curb waiting to be picked up. And there is just a city sidewalk with leaves scattered. And you think that on the manhole are just these little leaves. And it's not until you look over on the right-hand side mm-hmm. and see this very, very close-up of these figures who are working. And that picture then becomes beautiful art because it appears as if they're just out working in the field.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And yet it's a manhole cover.
It is a manhole cover.
It's interesting because you would think you'd almost do it the other way around.
Right.
But I love the way this is done.
Absolutely. And they're beautiful pictures, too. I mean, the way that everything is set up, the depth and the framework of the pictures, they're perfect and gorgeous and delightful. I mean, there's some cheek in there. There's a lot of resonance in there.
Well,
there's
he must
a lot
be a little
say.
Nuts.
You have to be. And, of course, it's global as well. I mean, he's in all these different cities throughout the world.
To have that many little figures, it got to be a little off.
But
God love them.
But it's fascinating to me how it's, as I wrote on my card, it's just so freaking cool.
Oh, that is so, this is neat.
It really
it's
is.
It's a global model village, the International Art of Slinkachu.
Slinkachu.
Is that a real name or do you just make that up?
I honestly don't know.
Slinkachu. That's very cool.
But that is the name of the artist.
Wonderful. Well, like there's a fun book.
Banksy in his own way. The next I wanted to talk about is the YA novel of my list today.
Yes.
And it's The Diviners by Libba Bray.
Oh, she's a big deal.
Oh, she is a big deal. And this book is a big deal. And it's cool because it has freaking everything. It's got the Roaring Twenties, flappers, jazz, New York City, and some seriously evil juju going on. It's a wicked interesting horror story, I think, more than anything else.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a detective novel. It's got the occult, but it's so, so well told. And I actually do think of this novel as a complete work in and of itself. However, she does set up the characters so that more can follow. But if you're just looking to read this one, you can. You don't have to read anything thereafter.
Because that ultimately brings job security.
It does. It does indeed.
Libba Bray is the author. The Diviners is the name of the book. And then finally, right?
Oh, yeah. My little picture book is Night Song by Ari Beck. It's illustrated by Lauren Long. It's really neat. It's dark.
Oh, look at
it's
that.
This little bat who's going out to fly on his own for the first time. And it's dark, he says, and he can't see. And his mother tells him that he needs to use his good sense to go out and fly. And it will tell him everything he needs to know, which, of course, is, you know, the bat sense and all of that. But it's this wonderful little...
It could be a bat or a Yorkie.
I know, it does look like a Yorkie. It's so, so cute.
I mean, no disrespect to the illustrator,
no.
But it does look a little bit like a
It
like
does.
A Dumbo Yorkie.
It is sort of a Dumbo-like Yorkie. But it's a sweet tale of flying out and getting out on his own and then, of course, coming home safely and knowing that he can do it all by himself. It's sweet.
Night Song is the book by Ari Beck.
Ari
Burke. And it's illustrated by Lauren Long. For more information on the Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery in Schenectady and the great work they do, you can go to their website, opendoor-bookstore.com. Opendoor-bookstore.com. You can also visit them on J Street in Schenectady, which is what I think you should do. It's a good thing to do.
I do too.
It's a wonderful place and a great place to browse and a terrific bookstore. Amy Lane, thank you very much. Always good to see you. And again, thanks for spending so much time. So I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Talked a little bit about books, talking a little bit about foreign policy. It's all good. We post each week's book picks online at WAMC.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.